Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin, and I am here with your Wake Up Call on Friday, December the 23rd, 2016, coming to you from Malaysia. I just wish that I had some good or hopeful news for you this Christmastide concerning something of interest to us all. It seems there is nothing on the horizon for any of us, even, frankly, for the very wealthy. So thank you for joining me, all among your frantic last-moment preparations for the big day. Thank you for putting aside a few moments to listen to me. So I thought I would just say a couple of words about taxes in Sweden, where I used to live many years ago, and which has the reputation of being one of the world's highest taxed countries. The point to remember about Sweden and Scandinavia in general is that although taxes seem high, as a taxpayer, you really do get the feeling that you are getting immense value for the taxes you pay, unlike the United States, where the money just seems to go to waste. Let's have a quick look at Swedish taxes. First of all, are the taxes all that high? A person in Sweden making about $3,500 US a month has an income tax of about 25% to 28%. The property tax has been abolished and is now a fee that can never be more than $900 a year. 30% of all interest paid is deducted from taxes. There's no need for medical insurance or to save up for education, as all that is included in your taxes, as is elder care. Regarding the idea of socialist, many people don't realise that private schools can operate under the same conditions as public schools. A school gets its funds depending on the number of students, and anyone can apply to any school. So a public school that fails to attract students will lose funds that will then be transferred to the private schools that the students chose. This applies from kindergarten to university. Basically, the same system applies to health and elder care. Very few municipalities have more than a very limited staff of their own, and everything from public transport to school buses and garbage trucks is outsourced on public tender. The private sector would consider such a thing as, for example, American school buses unfair competition and have it legally challenged. There is a sales tax of 25%, which is higher than in most US states, but it has to be included in all prices shown. A hotel or restaurant is not allowed to add tax, service, etc. on the published rates. Any business owner will balance sales tax on all business purchases made anywhere against that on sales, and get a refund if the paid amount is higher than that charged. Just compare US corporate tax to Sweden. According to KPMG, the corporate tax in the US is 40%, whereas it's 22% in Sweden, 20% in Finland, and 23.5% in Denmark. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, again, I wish you a very, very happy Christmas. Have a wonderful feast. Enjoy yourselves. I'll be back usual time Monday. And until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.